You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Sometimes in the working world, it is easier to talk about doing things than to actually get anything done. But if you operate that way as a startup, your company could be dead before you ever make a product. So at GV, the venture capital division of Alphabet, formerly known as Google, they're perfecting a way to get ideas and products off the ground quickly, and they're using it to help the startups in their portfolio, like Nest, Angie's List, Slack, a little company called Uber. The method is called a sprint. It's a 5-day challenge with a specific agenda and the goal to produce a prototype by Friday. Jake Knapp is an advisor at GV. He's a former designer at Google and the creator of Google Hangouts. And he wrote a book on how to use the sprint method at any company. He's here now to talk about it. Hi, Jake.
Hey, Molly. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So tell me if you will, and it feels like you should be good at making this concise.
We'll see.
How do I do a 5-day sprint?
Well, what you're going to do is start with a big problem, a big challenge. You're going to get a team together, clear the week, and follow the steps that are in the book. And by the end, you'll have a realistic prototype. You'll put it in front of 5 of your target customers, and you'll get some data. So by Friday afternoon, you'll know what to do next.
The sprint itself is a week, but in reading this, it seems like a lot of prep must go into setting up that week, right?
You know, actually not. If you pick the right folks, so you get your team together, and if you clear the week, then you don't need to prepare beforehand. You just need to get everyone in the room and do the steps.
Well, then let's talk about the team. It seems like it would be, and it's clear in your book that this process is heavily dependent on picking the right team. Can you talk a little bit about that? What makes a team be able to work together without getting bogged down?
Well, one key is to have the decision maker in the room. You're not going to have to debate. You can just turn to the decision maker and say, make the call. You know, when we've got 2 or 3 or 10 or 12 competing ideas, make the call. But for the rest of your team, you just want a bunch of diverse skill sets, and they're going to have competing solutions. And that's really healthy. That's going to help you come to a better conclusion.
How broadly do you think these principles could be applied? I mean, should Congress try to get the two sides closer together by doing a 5-day sprint?
Yeah. Oh, man, I would love to watch that. I've been really surprised by how broadly it's been applied. When we first started doing it at GV, it was the same thing. We were doing it with consumer products. And then I started blogging about it and started hearing from teams that were doing the sprint process. And recently heard from an English teacher who was using a sprint with his class to have the kids explore, you know, different topics for a paper on Hamlet before they wrote it. I don't know exactly what you'll do, but we've seen a lot of examples where people have said, yeah, you know, I can 3D print that part, or I can modify this existing, you know, piece of equipment that we have. If you have the right mindset going into it, apparently you can apply it quite broadly.
So you now work for GV, the venture capital division within
right.
Alphabet. You're the guy who helps startups grow. Why do you want to give away your hard-won secret to productivity here?
Yeah, perhaps it will prove to be a huge mistake. You know, I think it's, I don't know, there's a lot of people who aren't able to spend their time at work well. And I've been that person in the past. And you can't get that time back. And we've had a really unique opportunity at GV to work with all these startups. And we get to experiment over and over and over and you know, have found something that works. So I feel like it would be wrong to not try to share it. And it sounds kind of corny, but if, you know, I think people should have the chance to use their time well. And so that's what the book is there for. And if it puts me out of a job, then so be it.
More books.
Yeah.
Jake Knapp is the co-author of Sprint, How to Solve Big Problems and Test New Ideas in Just 5 Days. Jake, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun.